I think I'm going to step back a little bit to earlier in the book. And by the way, folks, the book is Bobby Kennedy, The Making of a Liberal Icon by Larry Tye, who's joining us today for Spirit in Action. Back at the beginning of this is Joseph Patrick Kennedy, the father, the source. I mean, actually, his mother is often given the credit for how the family went. But you seem to deal mainly with Joe Kennedy as the father. Is there some sense in which this is really a shared progeny, a shared dynasty that they've created? Or is it really Joe or his wife that are more responsible?
So I think it was Joe Kennedy who had the greatest influence on the kids, both by their testimony and by looking at what happened. Rose played a much more background and quiet role. She was concerned with their religious upbringing, and that was an important factor in Bobby's life. But the whole sense of who he was politically, what his aspirations were, came from Joe. And Joe's vision for his kids, and especially for his sons, was that one after the other, each of them would become president. His first hope was in his namesake, Joe Jr., who died in a tragic plane crash when he was fighting during World War II. As soon as Joe died, all the family hopes went to Jack, and he'd be president. But it wasn't just Jack. The sense was it would be Jack, and then it would be Bobby, and then it would be Ted. Those were extraordinary aspirations, and one could say incredibly arrogant aspirations, only they look less arrogant when you look at the fact that it probably was going to be Bobby as president at the moment that he died in 1968, and that it could well have been Ted following him into the White House. And it was, I mean, what a family that could produce not just one president, but three powerful political figures and potentially three presidents.